FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Expelled ambassador to the U.S. Ebrahim Rasool says South Africa should not allow Washington to decide which countries we should consider friends and enemies. Rasool was speaking outside Cape Town International Airport yesterday after arriving back in the country. He was booted out of the U.S. for criticizing President Donald Trump. The Trump administration has accused him of race baiting, describing Rasool's remarks as obscene and lacking respect. But Rasool believes his expulsion is because of South Africa's stance in taking Israel to the International Court of Justice over the war in Gaza.
We would have preferred to come here to say that we have won for you, AGOA, but we could not win it by withdrawing our case from the International Court of Justice against Israel. And if South Africa was not in the ICJ, Israel would not be exposed and the Palestinians would have no hope. Our relationship with America over 50 years has not always been with the White House. It has sometimes been with Congress and it has always been with the people of the United States of America.
The Hamas-run health ministry says more than 50,000 Palestinians have now been killed in the war in Gaza. Israel's expanded its airstrikes and sent troops into the southern city of Rafah after ending the ceasefire last week. Dozens of people are reported to have been killed in attacks over the weekend. The Israeli military issued evacuation orders yesterday, saying its operations targeting Hamas fighters. However, Palestinian health officials say many civilians are bearing the brunt of the violence. The resumption of fighting in Gaza has coincided with renewed protests in Israel, with demonstrators opposing the Prime Minister's policies as well as the continuation of the war. Meanwhile, another Hamas leader, Ismail Bahoum, was killed when Air Force jets struck the emergency department at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Transport Minister Barbara Creecy says South Africa's rail and port infrastructure continues to experience declining performance and operational inefficiencies. Creecy was speaking at a media briefing in Gauteng yesterday. She says there are limited state resources to fund infrastructure development in state-owned entities, but she adds that interest from the private sector to come on board and help is encouraging.
Government has received numerous unsolicited proposals from the private sector offering investment, skills and expertise to support the rehabilitation and reform of our struggling rail and port systems.
And finally, another South African athlete's made a mark in history.
The defending champion is done. The Prudence Sekediso of South Africa is going to take a wonderful first medal for her nation. And it's going to be gold. Get a tune for silver.
Prudence Sekediso has claimed South Africa's first gold medal at the World Athletics Indoor Championships in China. The 23-year-old won the women's 800 meters in a world-leading time of 1 minute and 58 seconds. Sekediso's gold is the country's second medal of the competition, adding to Akane Simbine's bronze in the 60 meters. This is also the first ever victory for a South African woman in the competition. Back home, we've got a high of 28 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg and Richards Bay 30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.